This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Dana and Jess in the morning.
Wake up.
Let's get started.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
103.3 KFR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. That's right. It's got to be May tomorrow. Sneaking up on us.
Yeah.
And the weather might finally be reflecting that. Sunshine, breezy today at a high near 70. So not too bad at all.
Yeah, good.
Coming up on the show, what advice do you have for graduates as we are having graduations, some of which happened last weekend? My son is graduating college this coming weekend.
Amazing.
In case you're wondering, is Dana super old? Yep.
Yeah, it does make you feel old when they start graduating. You're like, where did the time go?
I thought the high schooling was rough. Now, college, what is happening?
It's a lot, but it's incredible. It really is.
Oh. All right, well, tap the chat button on the KFR app with your answer. What advice do you have for graduates? But also, Justin and I will be giving advice as well.
Yeah, Tip Tuesday. And, you know, hopefully we don't ruin anything.
Well, I mean,
hopefully we help.
Jess, what's the fun in that? I mean, come on.
True, very true.
Listen, we have lots of contests going on. At 10 a.m., we'll have your chance to win your way to Tampa, Florida to see Justin Timberlake in concert.
Nice.
That's called Justin by the Bay.
But
also, we are still giving away some yummy Qdoba on the morning show.
Yeah, $50 Qdoba gift card. You could win that just by getting the Flavor Fiesta song of the day at WKFR.com. All you gotta do is know the song and what time it plays. Be 13th caller to win.
It's so easy. And I will tell you that that Flavor Fiesta song of the day, it's coming up sometime soonish.
Yeah.
So make sure you're listening. Have that phone ready. If you don't know what the song is, just like Jess said, go to the website, WKFR.com, click that Qdoba button and find out. We can't make it any easier.
It's so easy.
We're gonna get this show started.
Yes.
Now that we've talked about Qdoba, I'm hungry.
I know. Immediately.
It's just the beginning of the show and I'm already hungry.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
103.3 WKFR FM and WKFR FM HD1.
A Town Square Media Station.
Hello, who is this?
This is Steve.
Steve, where are you calling from this morning?
From Colon.
Steve from Colon, you're calling 13!
Yes!
Woo!
Just tell him what he's won.
You have won a $50 Qdoba gift card.
Awesome.
That's $50 of delicious Qdoba. I keep telling everybody to eat like me and do the brisket bowl. That thing is freaking delicious. But regardless of what you order there, congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll have another chance for you to win a $50 Qdoba gift card tomorrow morning on 103.3 KFR. Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
103.3 KFR. Good morning. It's Dana and Jess, and we have this question.
What advice do you have for graduates?
Give us your answer by tapping the chat button on the KFR app. But let's start with you, Jess.
Rushing to get out of school to be an adult is dumb. Enjoy being a kid. I was so wanting to, like, have my own place and...
You want to be grown up so bad.
Oh, my gosh. And then I'm like, and now we're here, and we're like, why were we doing that? Why were we rushing?
Well, I mean, listen... The fact of the matter is that grass is always greener thing. That's a real thing. So when you are in high school, you just want to be a grown up and have your freedom. And when you get your freedom, it is great, but it comes with lots of costs.
That's right.
So then once you have that freedom, the grass on the other side of the fence that you cannot get back to because you don't have a time machine is you wish you could be hanging with all your friends all day every day.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Oh, man. All right, so what advice do you have for graduates? Tap the chat button on the KFR app with your answer.
Maya says, always keep thriving forward by being the best version of yourself at all times.
There's only one you.
That's right.
Amanda says, I can promise you that high school will not be the best years of your life.
Yeah. Felicia says, don't go to college if you're not ready. If you don't really want to and you don't have a plan, your heart won't be in it and you are less likely to do well. Take some time off to travel and figure out who you are before locking down all the time and debt. Don't settle too soon.
You know what? That's solid advice.
Yeah.
Because you got to figure once you go through college, your grades are your grades. Mm-hmm. So if you take a year before you start that process and then your grades are far better than if you would have jumped right in, that is definitely a win.
Yeah.
I had terrible advice. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
When I started interning at this radio station as a senior in high school, and I was looking at colleges that I couldn't afford.
Right.
And the main place I have my eye on, Specs Howard, as a broadcasting school, my boss that was the program director of this radio station said that I needed to, one, start smoking so my voice got deeper,
and two,
never mind college, you don't need a kid.
Oh.
I didn't pick up smoking, but I did ignore college, like you said, and I kind of regretted it. Because back then, it made more sense to go to college than it does now.
Right.
So, oopsie! Mm-hmm. Could you believe someone gave me the advice to start smoking so my voice would get deeper?
I honestly can't.
Oh my God! That is wild.
It really is.
All right, so what advice do you have for graduates? Give us your answer right now by tapping the chat button on the KFR app. I'm going to give you my advice coming up in 15 minutes.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
103.3 KFR. Good morning, it's Dana and Jess, and we have this little question.
What advice do you have for graduates?
Now, we have a lot of graduations that either just happened last weekend or that are happening this coming weekend and next. And with that being said, you know, some kids are really excited, then they're going to fall right into stress. And that bums me out.
Yeah.
Don't spend your life thinking that one day when I make it, because I have learned the hard way, that's not real.
Right.
There is no finish line.
Yeah.
Enjoy life now, not someday.
Yeah, that's great advice.
I have always been thinking, you know, oh, one day when I make more money or one day when I'm running a radio station, da-da-da-da. Yeah, but the grind always continues.
That's right.
So if you're thinking there's going to be a finish line, then you can take a break and look back. It's not a thing.
Yeah.
So don't stress out.
Yeah, You'll love that.
It'll be fun.
So true.
Tap the chat button on the KFR app with your advice for graduates.
James says, you don't have to have your life completely figured out yet. Oh. And there is such pressure when you graduate to like know exactly what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's like, oh my gosh, I'm 18. I can barely do anything. Honestly.
The average adult changes careers 2 to 3 times in their lifetime anyway. So if you don't have it right or you don't even have it yet, you're going to be fine.
Right.
In fact, my ex-wife who makes far more money, I mean, I can't even... It's not just she makes a little more money. She makes multiple times what I make by so much, right? The career that she has, the industry didn't even exist when she was in college.
Wow. Okay, that's something to think about,
so
right?
So don't stress.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for graduates? Let's see. Amber says, your family is the most important thing in life, more important than work or school, to share if you are doing well. Don't take it for granted. Share it. Amber goes on to say that times can be tough, and to share expenses with a group of friends instead of taking on everything alone is always a good way to go. Now, as I watch my son, who has like, I don't know, 3 or 4 roommates, and they split all the bills, they split everything.
Yeah.
I'm both jealous and I don't know how they do it at the same time.
It's a lot. It is a lot
when
to live with other people.
You can do that, right?
It is. I mean, but if you have a good group of people... then it works and it's fun. So,
it just takes one crappy person to wreck the whole system.
Yeah.
All right. What advice do you have for graduates? Tap that chat button on the KFR app with your answers. We're going to read those answers coming up.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR, powered by Fab Face and Body, a full service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
We'll ask you a silly little question.
103.3 KFR, Dana and Jess here with this question.
What advice do you have for graduates?
Give us your answer right now by tapping that chat button on the KFR app.
Justin says, stay in high school. Yeah, that would be good.
Those are the fun times.
Yeah.
I don't think we realize, because, I mean, don't get me wrong, high school students feel a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. But once you're a grown-up, the pressures change and intensify, and you look back and go, oh, I can hang out with all my friends, and it was kind of my job.
Right. That was it.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Because now, as a grown-up, I literally have to schedule time in to hang with my best friend. And
yeah,
that's just like once a week. It's
right.
Not enough. Tanya says, graduating high school, enjoy your time. You don't have to go to college right after.
Yeah.
She goes on to say, graduating college, prepare to not find a job in your field unless you have 5 years experience.
Yeah, that's probably the best advice. I know that's the tough thing about going to college, and then you get out and it is hard to find a job.
It is.
So Vance says, use college to get the life that you want, not to escape the life you have.
Vance, don't listen. Escaping is fun. It's good advice, but I am not anti-escape. I don't know. Is that bad? Well, you keep those answers coming in, or just chat with us in real time anytime by tapping that chat button on the KFR app. Jess and I, we have escaped being grown-ups by choosing this career.
There you go.
For example.
Exactly.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Take a seat.
Dana and Jess tell bad-behaving celebrities where to go with Have a Seat on 103.3 KFR.
Pet Shop Boys singer Neil Tennant said that Taylor Swift does not have any, quote, famous songs. Tennant appeared as part of a live discussion and shared that he has listened to Swift's albums, but that she does not have any big hits. Mm. However, Tennant did go on to praise Swift's voice and the production of her songs.
Mm. All right, well, listen, let's add some science to this, right? Taylor Swift has 12 number one hits and 60 top 10 hits. By the way, that's just in the
60.
U.S. Yeah, 6-0 top 10 hits. The Pet Shop Boys had one number one hit and 5 top 10s, which, listen, that's good.
Right, right.
But you can't be that person and say that Taylor Swift doesn't have any famous songs. By the way, these 60 top 10 hits, I cannot stress enough, that's just the U.S.
Right.
She is the biggest star on the globe. Pet Shop Boys, name who I don't know, Have a Seat.
Yeah. See, you can remember a song that they've done, and I could not. I can name at least 5 Taylor hits off the top of my head. So shake off the hate on Taylor, whoever you are, and have a seat.
The reason why you can't remember the number one hit, Westin Boys or Westin Girls or whatever by Pet Shop Boys, is because it came out probably 40 or 41 years ago.
Mm, okay.
That's a good reason for you to not know it off the top of your head.
Very, very true.
Which is another piece of evidence stacking against this guy whose name we don't know.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Need advice for your love life? Nobody's more qualified to help than a guy that's been engaged 5 times. It's hashtag Tip Tuesday on 103.3 KFR.
My wife and I have been arguing over a party she wants to throw for our preschooler. Our daughter is going to graduate from preschool in several weeks. My wife wants to throw her a lavish graduation party with tons of guests. I told her it was a waste of money that we don't have because our daughter won't even remember the party. She said she would go through the video and pictures.
What are you, Beyonce? I'm not sure what's crazier, wasting a bunch of money that you don't have on a preschool graduation or pulling me into a relationship fight about money. These are the scariest fights in relationships. But also, I do think it's worth saying, and I don't think I'm alone here, there's no such thing really as a preschool graduation.
Oh, you know what?
A preschool graduation?
Yeah. These kids aren't going to go through your pictures either.
No.
Or the videos.
It's the last thing kids want to do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think it was Cardi B that would throw, like, ridiculous, like a first birthday party for her, you know, 1-year-old. Mm-hmm. and it was like this multi-million dollar affair with a bunch of celebrities.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no, but I'm not the boss here. And I can't stress enough, I don't want to be in my own financial arguments, much less anybody else's. Best of luck.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body. A full service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
The 103.3 KFR Facebook friend of the day.
Like the 103.3 KFR Facebook page, interact with us in some form, and you might be the Facebook friend of the day, like
Chelsea Renee.
All right, so we have an article up with the headline, Jet's Pizza will offer drone delivery in Detroit by 2025. And Chelsea had this to say.
This is just asking for the Ninja Turtles to steal from the drones. And there's a gif of, who is that, Raphael?
I was never able to identify which was which.
Well, Michelangelo
was the pizza dude. Yeah, I mean, I like the Ninja Turtles. I assume they were all the pizza dudes.
Yeah.
Fun fact, they're all now owned by Vanilla Ice. He owns all rights.
Does he really?
And everything. And
I actually love that.
I do too. And he takes them on tour with him. They get up on stage when he does that Ninja Turtle song.
That's so perfect.
It is oddly entertaining. And Chelsea, you're oddly entertaining too. That's why you get this.
You get nothing. Good day, sir.
Don't spend it all in one place.
Yes.
Well, Chelsea, Renee, thank you so much for being a part of the KFR Facebook page and for being part of the show. You are today's KFR Facebook friend of the day.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body. A full service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Birthday banger. Make your birthday every day. On 103.3 KFR.
Tap that chat button on the KFR app. Send us your date of birth. We will find the number one song on your 16th birthday because that is your birthday banger. Let's do it.
Contestant number one is Jack in Kalamazoo. He turned 16 on July 18th, 2004. And that makes Jack's birthday banger Burn by Usher.
Let it burn.
Sure.
He kind of owned that year, really.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, out of all of his hits from that Smash album.
Yes, this was not.
This was the slowest of them all.
Yes, I think it really is.
Not birthday banger material. Sorry, Jack.
No.
Contestant number two is Maxine in Vicksburg. Maxine turned 16 on July 10th of 1992. Making her birthday banger, Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Okay.
Listen, this is my jam. Baby Got Back.
I hate to say this, but this is my dad's jam.
That's offensive to me. Wow. I'm not that much older than you, Jace, man.
I mean, I'm just saying. Contestant number three, let's see if they can beat that. I don't know. Heather and Marshall, she turned 16 on April 22nd, 1990. That makes Heather's birthday banger Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor.
Oh.
I wish Heather could win because we both have the same birthday.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but
listen,
Sinead.
This is an amazing song by an amazing vocalist written by the best artist on the planet, Prince. But it's not a birthday banger. It just can't be.
Sorry.
Oh. Remember the music video where it's just Sinead? It's a close-up on her face the whole video and one tear.
I'm starting to tear up thinking about it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
powerful.
It really is.
All right, listen. I think we have a no-brainer here.
Yep.
And that is nothing. I'm just kidding. That would be crazy. Can you imagine? Everybody get up and dance to Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I think the no-brainer is Maxine and Vicksburg.
Hey.
Baby got ballet.
You know what? One of the symptoms of a birthday banger, symptom is an odd word, is that your body moves involuntarily when the song comes on. And I do think that Baby Got Back is one of those songs.
Absolutely.
So congratulations. You've won absolutely nothing. But we are going to play your birthday banger in its entirety right now.
Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
On 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess. It is time for us to go.
That's right. But we've got your chance to win a trip for two to see Justin Timberlake in concert in Tampa Bay, Florida. The next code word is coming up at 10 a.m. for Justin by the Bay, powered by Zeki Japanese Restaurant.
Zeki Japanese Restaurant, I have had sushi there. Do recommend, and thanks for sponsoring this incredible trip. It's one of those trips where whoever wins, it's them and a guest going down to Florida, airfare paid for by us.
Yep.
Not just a round trip airfare, but also two-night hotel stay and $500 cash money in your pocket. And, oh, yeah, by the way, tickets to see Justin Timberlake.
That's right. So much fun.
Amazing. Coming up on the show tomorrow, Florida Woman Wednesday. You know, so we can all feel better about ourselves by seeing what Florida's up to.
Yeah, and we do. They help us with that. And we're going to help you get some food in your mouth with Qdoba Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day. Head to WKFR.com. Get that Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day. Be 13th caller to win.
Highly recommend the brisket bowl. I'm getting it like... I've been going to Qdoba like once every 3 days. I'm not making this up.
You're not.
And it's delicious. Not only can you win that $50 gift card with that song of the day tomorrow morning, but also if you go to WKFR.com or the KFR app, click that Qdoba Flavor Fiesta button, because there is a way you can click a couple buttons to register yourself for a $1,000 Qdoba gift card.
Oh my gosh, so much free food.
Go get it. All right, we're going to get out of here. Have a fantastic day, peeps. And, I don't know, be nice to people.
If you miss Dana and Jess in the morning, we got you covered. The 103.3 KFR Morning Show can be steamed, breaded, deep-fried, baked, pan-seared, sprinkled with powdered sugar, and downloaded wherever you get your podcast. Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.